Hey guys, welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It's Damian, and today we are going to talk about the top five small business grants for women-owned businesses. And if you're looking to get into a food business, there are a handful of fantastic grant programs for women-based, women-owned small food businesses. So let's get started. All right, guys. Okay, so this podcast, I'm going to get into. I've had a few ladies who are subscribers to our YouTube channel. They had requested some information about how to get certain loans or grants to help fund their business, and I came across some really great resources. So I thought I'd share that with you for women-owned food businesses. Actually, just businesses in general. But of course, we always talk about food businesses here on Marketing Food Online. And really quick, if you guys are not subscribed to our channel or our podcast, please do feel free to subscribe. We've got hundreds of videos and tons of podcasts with great information on how to start your food business. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover five of these programs. And again, they are for women-owned businesses. If you're looking to start a business, or if you have a small business and you want to expand it, these resources are also great. And what I'll do is once I recap these, I'll put them down in the description below with the names of them so you can check them out on your own time even more and get more in-depth information from each website. So number one, there is a great, this is a wonderful database website called grants.gov. Is a database of federally sponsored grants and including grants for small businesses. If you're just starting out, if it's maybe a small business that's already up and running, but you're looking for additional funds to expand the business. Now, to apply, you must obtain a DUNS number, which is a Dun & Bradstreet numbers for your business. This is actually it's a unique nine-digit identification number. Register to do business with the U.S. government through its System Award Management website, which is actually the grants.gov. And again, I'll have that link down below. And then what you could do in order to view the grant specifically for small business, you just use the filter, out the results on the left side of the page under eligibility. And that way you can locate specifically grants and loan information in regards to women-based businesses. So that's one. Number two is the SBA. Small Business Administration actually facilitates two competitive grants programs, which provide grants to small business owners that contribute to federal research or development. Now, this is something that may be, it actually does fall under, we have several of them that fall under the Department of Agriculture. So if it was a food-related type of business, this actually could still be applied for you. It's the Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Program. So if you've got an idea for a food product potentially that would fall into the Department of Agriculture, this would be a great one for you to take a look at, okay? Now, third one is really unique. It was actually launched, if I remember right, it was around 2014. The entrepreneur, her name was Sophia Amoruso, and it's actually called the Girl Boss Foundation, which actually awards grants twice a year to female entrepreneurs. Each grant recipient actually will get funding of $15,000 for these grants. Now, the grants are exclusive to specifically female business owners who either work in a variety of fields, and you'll definitely check that out when I give you the link down below. There's a huge list of them. Selections are judged by creativity and kind of innovation and things that are kind of thinking outside the box, really creative ideas. And then basically you apply for that. And again, with two of them being issued every year, it's $15,000 is quite a bit of money to help a small food business get up and running. Now, there are some federal small business grants, which are kind of limited based upon the budgets. The federal grants are kind of limited in the number and the amount of them that they have available each year. But that doesn't mean you should not apply for them. And where can you apply for them? Well, the SBA sponsors about 100 of these centers. They're known as Women's Business Centers, and they're nationwide, and they're actually designed to help women entrepreneurs with business development and such. There are, if I'm not mistaken, there's a couple of them in each state, and then there's just a couple states that don't have them just yet. And in these centers, you can actually apply for these SBA loans, and they're based on like local small businesses that start up from scratch in the small communities. But they do lend money directly, while others help you find, each center kind of helps you find business grants and loans, but they'll work with you. If you're not very familiar with where to search or where to look, they actually will help you out. And it's actually it doesn't cost anything. It's a free service. And of course, when you get the loan, if it has interest or anything of that sort, that's different. But the resource itself to help you is government funded, so it's a free SBA program. So now the other one is the last one. Every state and many cities have what's known as what's called an economic development resource. Okay. So what it is it's a program that helps to focus on strengthening like local economies in certain cities or certain communities. For example, California has several of these economic development districts, and they actually set them up based on a district, so it's a specified area. You would definitely want to check in your own area, own town that has it. But you can go online, and again, I'll have some links down below, and it's known as the Economic Development Administration. And depending upon where you are, they offer financing, they offer tutorials, programs, classes, and that type of thing to help small business not only get funding, but it will help women entrepreneurs understand the world of entrepreneurship. And then also there's some mentorships. There's some women who've started businesses who become successful who help you along the way too. So these Economic Development Administration are fantastic for helping women get a grasp, an understanding of small business. So one of the things that you want to keep in mind when you're looking for funding, it always sounds good to kind of fund it yourself. From my own perspective and my own experiences, if you can do it in an intelligent way, not that I did it in an unintelligent way, I just kind of could have done a little bit more research on my part. But I funded it myself. Our business is growing and is doing very well now. But there were some really kind of big bumps in the road when I first started. And if I could help you avoid that, I would definitely say contact some of these organizations and these groups. Because they really do have a lot of people who have experience and who can kind of say, you know what, that may not be the best thing. This may be the best thing. Getting funding, getting grants and things sounds great. And of course, it's always good to get some assistance from the government with these great programs. But definitely look at all the different aspects, contact these organizations. And a lot of times, like I said, the mentorship is really great because connecting yourself with someone maybe who's already been in the food business, let's say, and that's your passion, finding a woman entrepreneur who you can kind of partner with and they can help you understand the hurdles that you got to jump over and the things you got to do is really priceless. And if you're able to get that for free advice and information, like we offer here on YouTube with our channel, every little bit of information helps. And I would definitely recommend you do that, go that route instead. It's going to save you a lot of headaches. It's going to save you a lot of time and energy and, of course, money. But check out these five different programs. I've got five other ones that I'm going to do on a separate podcast because I'm actually wanting to give you some more details about them in depth. And they're fantastic grant programs. And I'll have another podcast and I'll link that up soon, shortly to this video, so you can simply just watch the next one. So with that being said, I hope that those five kind of give you a good idea of what's available. Again, I'll give you the links that allow you to kind of delve a little deeper, dig a little deeper into the programs yourself and spend some time looking into them. They are great ways to fund your business, especially if you're starting from home, starting from scratch, and you've got a small one up and running. That's a great way to start. So with that being said, I hope this was very helpful. If it was, do give me a big thumbs up. And again, if you know someone, a friend or a family who can benefit from our YouTube channel, as always, please do share our information with them. And if you get an opportunity, there is a fantastic program that we have available at marketingfoodonline.com. And that program is an email consulting program. And I offer that through, it's a one-on-one program. So if you need help, kind of helping you get through the idea of starting a business and such, we have several different types to choose from, depending upon the type of food business that you're looking to do. And you can check those out in the links down below. So I'll see you guys on the next video or on the next podcast. Take care.